Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me.
For every valley,
for every valley you used to trace
for me.
Send me, I don't deserve your
lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
for
every valley you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
Oh,
stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, enter in with all faith this morning. Amen. Just trusting God in it all. Oh, let's just bless the name of the Lord. Come on, enter in this morning. Come surrender it all over to our Heavenly Father. Withholding nothing. Amen. How many come to be changed on today? Amen. My Lord, my God, change us and make us more like you. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Amen. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his where he made it. And his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, amen, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you would hear his voice and worship him in truth and in spirit, amen, come on and sing a song to the Lord. A new song, church. Amen. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Amen. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among our peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O family of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering. Come into his court. Amen. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The Lord also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Amen. He shall judge the people righteously. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. You got a lot to be thankful for, church. Amen. You're still here. Amen. It's something that you did say about. Amen. It's not where you went. Amen. Or where you're going. But God and God alone has kept us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God has kept those in our family. Amen. God has made a way when it seems to be no way. Amen. God has brought us out of that place. Amen. God has delivered us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, come on. Enter in this morning that you may be received, that you may receive your breakthrough, that you may, hallelujah, hallelujah, overcome that thing that's been holding you down. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, come on. Be healed on today. Receive the strength of the Lord. Amen. To keep on keeping on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to understand that you have the resurrection power working on the inside. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this day with all faith, believing and trusting you, O God. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we humble ourselves this morning, oh God, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you have your way right now, oh God. Change us, oh Lord, and make us more like you, oh God. We don't want to be the same, oh God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for changing us, God, and making us more like you. We thank you, oh God, that you're doing a new thing even right now in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come believe. Believe in this morning, oh God, but help us with our unbelief, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those of our family, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you have a plan for us, oh God, to give us an expected end. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary. Amen. That redeems us of the curse of the law of sin and death. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. We come surrendering all over to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God. Hallelujah. Right now, God, we thank you for your ever-present help us and your help that's on the way. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, move mighty in us and on us right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now. Saturate the atmosphere. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank God. Let come out and more shed care. Help on today. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still could thank you enough. But yet still we thank you, oh Lord. Oh, Father God, move on us and in us right now, God. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you right now. Great and mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to come to know and understand, oh God, that you are with us, Father God, that you'll never leave us, oh God. Amen. Thank you, oh God, for your son that you sent, oh God, your only begotten son, because you loved us so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work. That you left nothing undone, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, even right now, God, as we enter in this morning. Heavenly Father, you are our God, and we just want to say thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. For another day that you have given us, amen. Hallelujah, by your grace and your mercy. That you've given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take away what you have given us. Amen. We, hallelujah. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father. Even as we press on today, that we will make it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And devil, it's nothing that you can do about it. It's nothing that you can do to stop us. Amen. Because, Father God, because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us today, we give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God. Amen. You are merciful, God, and you never leave us. Today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, give us victory, oh God, and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the letter. Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Everybody, as we pray right now, bless us, heal, and deliver us, and change our lives from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and warfare, and to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight war for the warfare, oh God. And we release the grace, huh, to press on to the press and the power of your spirit and to women who have become greater is you that's in us and he that's in the world. Hallelujah, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us be able to press on and then to win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for it, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. Amen. A breakthrough, oh God, in our strength. A breakthrough in our finances. Breakthrough in our relationships. Breakthrough in our healing. Breakthrough in our deliverance. Let it take place right now, God. Remove every delay to our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us go to a greater glory and greater altitude in you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you that our sins are forgiven. We decree and declare 1 John 1:9 right now. Hallelujah. We receive our forgiveness right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we confess the sin of our fathers, that grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree and declare we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend the realm of the supernatural, and our prayers will not be earthbound. Amen. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven, and we decree and declare that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk with this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assigns angels to reinforce us and advance us into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territories. Oh, Lord, let that be a breakthrough in the heavens of today. Hallelujah. That your pillow of blessing upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive. Amen. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the overflow of blessings right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight, and we receive the blessing of the Lord right now. Amen. That make it rich and happy. no sorry. We just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth right now, for your word is true, God. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, paralysis, rationalization, indifference, or hard-heartedness. Father God, we depend upon that the evil one has no place in us, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name right now, if there be any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the prayer, hallelujah, and the independence of all strongholds. Oh Lord, cleanse our mind, by the washing of your word, oh God, with the water, amen. Creating us, oh God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. I will strengthen our redeem, amen. Oh Lord, set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips, oh God. Set a watch over our mouth, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let no evil communication proceed from our lips, superimpose the fruits of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your familiar, in your secret place the most, our God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the time that we have integrity and whom the Son has set free. We iterate today as free indeed, according to Deuteronomy 32 and 13 and Job 29 and 10. Make us arrive in the high place of the earth to eat the increase of the field, to suck the honey out of the rocks. And then watch our steps, O God, with burning coal or the pull out the flinty rocks. We decree in the time that our past is our past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us for the gospel carnality. Watch our minds and keep the agendas. We decree in the time that our hearts have been loose from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we decree in the time that we are free to advance and to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are children of God born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We decree in the time we will not be denied. We will not take any substitute. There will be no more setbacks, no missed opportunities, no aborted defilements. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no premature death of any kind. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the path the goodness of the Lord is from us over and taking us down. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are children of God. Amen. We'll share with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah, the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have the resurrection power working on the inside, so we overcome the enemy and his plot plans and genders and works. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, devil, you are a liar. You are defeated, so amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have the power. We have the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, help on today. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh where we've been gifted. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit, renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God anymore. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree the past and new creations, and then in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough. If we had a thousand tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, and yet can we thank you. Oh, Lord, right now, in this service on today, let us receive fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh oil in the name of Jesus Christ, fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. Be upon our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from this day forward, we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not tell you we will never be the same. Amen. We're going to another level. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be a misguided arrow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall be an arrow that is fired and goes well and accomplish this mission. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, any foundation of problem working against us and our salvation be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every yoke working against our spiritual growth in our life, in our career, in our marriages, in our wounds, in our ministry, in our peace, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, I destroy you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. And every Father, we thank you that it is done and complete. We thank you for our break. We thank you for unity. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will open up doors on us the life of your children. Open up doors for us, Father God. Open up doors of blessings in our life, oh God. Spiritual doors of blessings. Open doors wherever we need to go in that direction, oh God, that you want us to go into. Open those doors, Father God. Doors of blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And close doors of evil. Shut doors of evil. Open up doors of blessings, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us, oh God. I come against the spirit of murmuring, complaining, backbiting, gossiping. I come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. I come against the spirit of, hallelujah, lack, poverty, and death, death, premature death in the name of Jesus Christ, sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, known and unknown to men. I come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, bitterness, and resentment, spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, anxiety. I come against every spirit of homosexual spirit, amen, lust and perverse spirit, amen. I come against every spirit of suicide, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us or in our home or in our bloodline outside the Holy Spirit, I command you right now to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are free, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive this deliverance right now, and Lord, we thank you for this deliverance, amen. Oh Lord, help us on today, oh God. Oh Lord, fill these temples up with as much of power and glory as possible, that when the enemy return, they will see that the places have been filled, amen, that they cannot come in, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, help us to seek you more, God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, what is it that you have for us to do, oh God? Oh Lord, that we may fulfill every assignment. Oh Lord, be our strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just finish help us, oh God, get back up again. Many of us are calling on God and pray down. Oh Lord, but on today, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you help us all to get back up again and get back in position, oh God. So I pray in Jesus' name for divine positioning right now. Divine order, oh God, in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for spiritual knowledge. Hallelujah, oh God. And I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual blindness, every spiritual weakness, oh God. Oh Lord, anoint our heads, anoint our mouths, oh God. Anoint our feet and hands, oh God. Oh Lord, so you can use us, oh God. We want to be used for your glory. Oh Lord, let us be the vessel that you flow through unhindered. That we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say praise. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, and have your warring angels around us and those of our families. Oh Lord, protecting us from sin and everything dangerous of this world. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, for the lost of today. That they may be found, oh God. That you would sin, oh God, your labors, oh God, that you would thrust the right labors across their life, oh God, that they will receive your word in a mighty way. Hallelujah, that they will ask, how can I return their labor? And those who have walked away, oh God, that they will come back, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will rededicate their life to Christ, amen. Oh Lord, help them today, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? We just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to bless the land of Jerusalem and this people, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, as we enter into this service on today, we receive your word. Oh, Lord, let the scripture take root and manifest in us all. Let it be engrafted in our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed in you, that you keep us, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God. Shut up, oh shit. That's right, oh, they come out here. Shut up. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in 43, Ephesians 1 and 7, and Hebrews 9 and 14, and Colossians 1 and 14, and 1 John 1 and 9, that we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus, that we're new creators and we're new creatures in Christ. Amen. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we're delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. Amen. We're redeemed from the curse of the law, sin, and death, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that we are blessed by you, oh God, that we are saved, that we're healed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, that we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, that we're holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God, established to the end. We're making it our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're set free, we're strong, we're more than conquerors. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, oh God, for your word says that while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers. Thank you, Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene in our lives and turn every situation around for our good. Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene in every situation, in those in our family, and those that we're concerned about and love and it's connected to us, oh God, that you would divinely intervene in their lives and turn it all around for their good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, there are so many of us, oh God, that are dealing with some type of sickness and ache and pain or discomfort in our bodies. Oh Lord, we know you to be a healer, oh God. We know you to be a way maker, oh God, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness, oh God. We know you to be our redeemer, oh God. So Lord, we ask that those of us that are dealing with any type of sickness or ache, pain, or discomfort, oh God, as we have declared, oh God, that we are healed, oh God, let healing spring forth right now, oh God. Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, amen, in the life and the body of your children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for those that are dealing with any type of mental illness, oh God. Lord, I pray right now as we cover their mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus Christ, that our thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto you, oh God, helping us all to keep our mind, oh God, stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are many that are suffering behind closed doors, amen, because they cannot get a grasp. They can't get a grasp of the things that are going on in their mind. So we come against every attack of their minds right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory over our minds, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command the enemy to pay us back seven times over, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, because as you have called it, oh God, and it shall be, and it is established, amen. And we just want to say thank you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, today that your blessings are not going and coming on today. Those of us that will be traveling the road of God, and those of us that are traveling right now, Lord, that will be traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination, Lord God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, oh God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and all that's in it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our head may lay. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. We enter in today to receive from you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you in advance. Thank you for it all, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us. And that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. If you receive that prayer for yourself, may it be unto you according to your faith. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on, come on. Enter in right now. Come aside on. Come on, give God time right now so that you can receive all that you need. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, even if you don't know and don't understand, God will give you an understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, if you don't have wisdom, the Bible said, ask, he shall give to you freely. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For you have not received it because you have not asked. Come on. You have asked not. Amen. For you have received not. Come on and trust God in your asking. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah. We welcome everyone today. Welcome, church family. We welcome you. We love you. We thank God for you. We welcome you this Sunday morning. Amen. 2023, God is keeping us. Hallelujah. Wow. We just thank God. Amen. How many happy to be here this morning? Amen. How many happy that God woke you up this morning? Amen. My Lord, my God. Amen. In your right mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you lay down and woke up in the same place. You didn't end up somewhere else. My Lord, my God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank God for his goodness, amen, and raising a few heights in the life of the believer, amen. So we welcome you all today. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I'm Apostle, our senior pastor is Pastor.
Pastor Doris, amen.
Amen. And I'm Apostle Tawani Commanding. Our minister on the roster is Minister Learn Green out of Illinois. We bless you with the love of Christ. We bless you with the love of Christ. We love you so much. We thank you because you can be anywhere else, but you decided to be here with us this day. And we just thank God for you. We pray that all that you come to receive, that you will receive it on today and the more. Amen. So we welcome everyone here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities, Louisiana. Amen. Illinois, Mississippi, Florida, Tennessee, Atlanta, amen. New York, New Jersey, we welcome you all. New Orleans, amen. Everyone out there in Louisiana, we welcome you, amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We had some technical difficulties this morning, church, so please bear with us on today. We're just going to work through it, amen. We decree and declare victory over the enemy. So we just thank God we're able to get through and get on this morning and be in position. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection here. Pastor Ben, did you want to say good morning, everybody?
Good morning.
He said good morning. He's ready. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection here as we prepare to partake in our communion this morning, as we do every Sunday morning at 10, our 10 a.m. service. So if you go ahead and grab your things, we're going to have our communion right after this song. Okay? God bless you. Stay right there with us.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me,
worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry.
Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We remember your body, how it was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you because you first loved us. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we say by faith, hallelujah, by your stripes alone we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. Your blood cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. It's in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray with so much love and thanksgiving in our hearts, in the whole church, the whole body of Christ. If you agree with that, you do say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What can wash away our sins? Do you know? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That is a very, very, very comforting thing to know, that the blood of Jesus have made us whole again. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, then we'll be back with the preach word. Stay with us. Hallelujah. Glory.
Jesus, that's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings, kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. Oh, but there's something. When I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about. Woo! Give that name praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Whew, I feel the anointing.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon. Fire, sweet perfume, your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We thank God for this opportunity here. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. Everybody ready? Hallelujah. I would like for everyone to help me to welcome this beautiful Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Anointed woman of God. God have called for this time to bring his word. Bring his word to the minds and to the hearts of his children, to his people. Amen. Beautiful, devoted mother, devoted to her church, devoted to her husband. Amen. Devoted to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Willing to yield to the Holy Spirit every single moment that God calls her to do a work. She's ready, in position. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise on today. Amen. Yes. I'm so glad to be here. I tell you, I just want to thank God and just bless his name, for he's the head of my life and the lifter of my head. Yes. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, and leads and guides and worketh in me in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Pastor Dorsey Manning, the minister, Lauren Green, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give God some praise. Amen. I just can't stop praising him. Amen. Hallelujah. I just can't stop giving him all praise, glory, and honor. I can't stop thanking him. Amen. Because I know and realize there's nothing that I have done. Amen. And there's nothing that I could do. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. For Jesus did it all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray as we enter in and receive the word on today. Just thanking God for the word as it goes forth. I pray that I'll be able to receive with no hindrance. So I come against every unteachable spirit, every hindered spirit and lying spirit, spirit of unbelief right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I welcome you right now, Holy Spirit, to have your way. Hallelujah. Saturate the atmosphere where we are right now and every member, amen, every family that has an ear to hear that may be able to receive on today what you are saying to us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now and for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that would encourage, amen, the church on today. Amen. That will help and uplift and deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For I will not take all the glory, for all glory belongs to you, oh God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life, over every area of my life. Amen. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let thy will be done. Amen. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2. I ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray, I believe, I receive, amen, to give to you on today. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Happy New Year again to everyone. Those who were not here with us on last Sunday, on January the 1st, we want to, hallelujah, we want to thank God for you on today. We want to bless you in the name of Jesus. So welcome, welcome into this new year here with us, January the 7th. January the 7th or January the 8th today? Today, 8th? Okay, January the 8th. I'm a day behind. January the 8th. Yes, yeah, so last, yeah, that's 8th. January the 8th, so happy New Year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so blessed. You know, 1 week into the new year, and God is already delivering on his promises. Amen. God is that thing that God has already said he was going to do. Amen. That we were waiting for it in 2022. It's showing up here in 2023. But there is something for you to do. Amen. I want to understand. Amen. Hallelujah. Now it's Jesus has come and done he's finished the work, but it's something for us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. The message today is that the Lord has use of you. The Lord has use of you. Yes, you. Yes, you. Yes, you, the smoker. Yes, you, the drinker. Yes, you that used to be there. Yes, you that only went up to the 11th grade. Yes, you that dropped out. Yes, you. Yes, you. God has use of you. The Lord has use of you, church. I want us to understand this. Through our scripture, we see God using imperfect people for the sake of his mission. He didn't call the popular, the rich, or successful to further his ministry, but rather the poor, broken, and faithful. See, I want us to understand from that, from an outside perspective, we can see that it didn't matter where people were from or what they had done or who they used to be or what they didn't have. Jesus used all people for the good of his will. So I want you to understand and know today, church, that the Lord has use of you, my Lord, my God. I want us to understand this today as we go into the scripture. We're going to start out in the book of Exodus, amen? So I'll give you an opportunity to turn there, the book of Exodus chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1. Amen. I'll give you all an opportunity to get there.
Now, I want us to understand this. As God has used for you, and you're looking at it saying, wait a minute, me, as many times we question ourselves, am I true? Is God really calling me? God, you want to use me? You calling me to do this? Do you know my background, my past? You know what people are saying about me? Do you know where I come from? Do you know they not going to listen to me because I'm poor? I'm wretched. I'm broke down. Who going to listen to me? You calling me to do such a thing? Lord, I don't know how that's going to happen. But God is saying, I have use for you, my daughter. I have use of you, my son. Hallelujah. I don't need you to worry about how it's going to get done. I want you to know God equips the call. If God called you, he's going to equip you for the call. He's going to put in you what he needs to get out of you, amen, to be able to fulfill the mission that he's placed in your care. He's not just sending you out there, amen, hallelujah, unequipped for the work. The Bible says in Romans 8:20, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Not your purpose, but according to his purpose. I want you to understand, church, if you ever feel like you're unworthy enough, remember that Jesus used a bunch of flawed people to share hope into a flawed world. See, in him we find renewal and mending. Jesus didn't call the equipped. He equipped the call. And no matter what you've been through in your life, remember that, hallelujah, remember that he, hallelujah, who is able. I want you to understand, he that is able to do all things but fail has called you and is equipping you for the work. Hallelujah. Remember that the same power that conquered the grave lives within you. You have the resurrection power. Amen. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm not going to wait for you to shout this out. I want you to understand, you have the resurrection power. You have the power working in you because the Bible tells me, say, if you abide in me, I abide in you. Amen. So hallelujah. So that's in you right now. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror. You're more than able to do the work. The Lord has use of you.
Yeah.
See, the enemy wants to stop you. He wants you to look at your flaws and look at your background and look at where you are right now. And my Lord, my God, look how you look. And ain't nobody going to talk to you. You ain't beautiful enough. You ain't fine enough. You don't look the part. Mm-hmm. Many of us haven't got positions in companies because we didn't meet their qualifications. Many of us have not received because, hallelujah, what the enemy has spoken to us. But I want you to understand the Lord has use of you.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, my God, we thank you for the God. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 1 through 12, it said, now Moses tending the flock of Jericho, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, amen, in the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see, hallelujah, this great sight, while the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of the place where you stand is, hallelujah. Let me start back over for y'all. Verse 6, moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmakers, amen, their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, amen. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Verse 11 says, hallelujah, but Moses said to God, who am I
that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? The Bible says, so he said, I will certainly be with you. I want you to understand, church, when God calls you, he's going to be with you through it all. Amen? And then the Bible says, and this shall be a sign to you that I have seen, that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And I want us to just go down for a minute here. I want us to go down to verse 14. It says, and God said, Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me now. Moreover, God to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Moses said, we go down to chapter 4, verse 1, he said, then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? I want us to understand and know here in Scripture. See, Moses himself, he had already disqualified himself. He had already counted himself out.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God.
Yes.
But I want us to understand, church, God will equip the call. In verse 10 in chapter 4, he says, then Moses said to the Lord, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. Yes. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Mm-hmm. Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord, verse 12 said, now therefore go and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. How many of y'all have not moved and allowed God to use you because it says, I'm not equipped, I'm not educated enough, I'm not going to know what to say. Understand if God called you, then he's going to equip you for the call. He's going to put his words in your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about it. It's not in your power that you're doing this. It's in the power of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 15, it said, now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth. So God took his brother Aaron, amen, hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah, and put the words in his mouth because Moses still was saying, I can't do it, I can't talk. Oh, Lord, I'm nervous. I don't know. God said, what? You got a brother named, he'll do it. He's on his way.
Amen. Yeah.
God has use of you.
Yeah.
The Lord has use of you, church, amen. Every last one of us, God has use of us all. When we look in the book of Matthew, and for the sake of time, and because the system is doing something different today, church is telling us the time is wrapping up here. Hallelujah. But we thank God. If you don't get anything else, I want us to get that God has use for you.
Amen.
And don't let the enemy tell you anything different. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you sound like. I don't care where you're at right now, what you're doing. God has use of you right now. Amen. Right now. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 22, the Bible says, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has use of you. When we look at these scriptures here, these men already knew Jesus. He had talked to Peter and Andrew previously, and he had been preaching in the area. So when Jesus called, when he called them, they knew what kind of man he was and were willing to follow him. They were not in a hypnotic state. I want to or trance or something like that, you all, when they followed. But they, hallelujah, but had been thoroughly convinced that following him would give change to their lives, just not for that time, but forever. James and his brother John, along with Peter and Andrew, were the first disciples that Jesus called to work with them. See, God has use of you. He's calling you, amen, for such a work, for such a time as this. Jesus called on their life motivated them. How many of us are motivated by the call? Say, God called me. You know that you're motivated knowing God has called me and I'm ready to answer the call. I'm ready to do the work knowing that God is equipping me for the work. It's not in my strength, amen. It's in the strength of the Lord that I go, that I speak, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These men, they were motivated to get up and leave their jobs immediately. They didn't make excuses about why it wasn't a good time. They left at once and followed Jesus. Jesus calls each of us, hallelujah, to follow him. When Jesus asks us to serve him, we must be like the disciples and do it at once. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 There's a scripture in the Bible, and in Matthew, as we get ready to wrap up here, Matthew 21, 1 through 4, and I hate to rush you all because the system is going to cut us off. There's something going on with the system this morning. But before the system cuts us off, and I pray, Lord, hallelujah, make a way out of no way right now for us. The Bible says in Matthew 21, verse 1 through 4, it says, "Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, and Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately, hallelujah, he will send them.'"
Yes.
"All this was done that it may be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet."
Yes.
I want us to look at this picture here. When Jesus sent the disciples to go get the donkey, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, hallelujah, and the colt.
Yes.
They were tied up.
Yes.
Many of us are tied up, amen, by things of people of this world, amen. But God has a use for you, so he's sending others to untie you so that he can use you, whatever it is in your life. Because God has use for you. If you're so tired of trying to make money and get money, if you're so tired of trying to be in this relationship and that relationship, if you're so tired of trying to take care of your business, but God said, I got use of you. Loose yourself. I'm sending us to loose you from that thing that's kept you in bondage because I got use for you. My Lord, my God. The Bible says we wrap up here, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. In Mark 2 and 19, hallelujah. God is so amazing, church. The Bible says, as he passed by the son, as he saw the Levite son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me."
Yes.
So he rose and he followed him. How many of us have been running, amen, running from God, running, and God said, "I got use for you." He's giving you that assignment, but you keep running. You want to do everything else, amen. You want to run. You want to run. You want to go. You're like, "No, I'm not ready. I'm nervous. Lord, I don't know. I'm tired. I got enough going on already. I'm trying to take care of my family. I'm just trying to make it. I can't do that. I don't like people like that." But God has a use for you. He wants to change that is in you. He wants to take that out of you that's not of him and put that as him in you so that God can use you. He will equip you for every work, every good work. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Amos chapter 7, verse 14 to 15, as I wrap up here and I'll say it again. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, "I was not a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of the sycamore fruit." Verse 15 says, "Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people of Israel.'" Without any special preparation or education or upbringing, Amos obeyed God's call to go prophesy to God's people of Israel. Obedience is the test of a faithful servant of God. Are you obeying God's call to your life? Because God, he has use of you.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. God called Jeremiah. He told him, I'm too young. He said, "I'm going to put my words in your mouth and you will speak my words. For I am with you. Be not afraid. For I am with you. I'm who that goes with you." If we can understand that, amen, it is God that goes before us, that goes with us, and that's behind us, girding us, amen, in the name of Jesus, being our rear guard, amen, so he has us surrounded all over. We are protected. His hedge of protection is around us, amen. You don't have to worry if they're going to be able to accept the word, Lord, or they're going to receive me, oh God. He said, go, give them my word. They don't refuse you. They're refusing God that's in you. Because if God's sending you, if he's using you, and those that he's sending you to do not receive you, don't worry about them not receiving you. Amen. God say, they're rejecting me, not you. I have sent you. God sent many of his prophets that they were denied and they were killed. God has use for you, church. And it's my prayer that you allow God to use you. The enemy has used us long enough, amen, but we have a choice to make, and I pray that you make that choice to let God's will be done in your life. When you make a decision, like, I'm going to allow God to you, I'm going to follow Jesus, Lord, use me, you are giving up your will and letting God's will be done. That's what Jesus did. He said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. God bless you, church. Amen. We hope. I pray that I pray that the line does not hang up on us. We definitely want to open up the doors of the church right now. Amen. If there be one on today, the doors of the church are open. Remember, God has use of you, church, right now.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. We thank you for that word. Even though there were technical issues, you don't have to be long to be strong. Word of God has went forth, and I pray that every single ear that had an ear, every single one that had an ear to receive, they received that word. I pray that every single one that had an anointed heart to receive, also receive in the name of Jesus. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and today, January the 8th, you desire to be born again. I'm going to do something a little bit different. You know, pray this prayer with me. Lift your hands up right there where you are. Say, Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and I repent of all of my sins here right now. I ask you to come into my life and to be my personal Lord and Savior. I thank you, Lord, that you died for me. You went to hell for me in my place. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that because you was resurrected by the Holy Spirit and sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, right now, interceding for me, I thank you, Lord, that you are now my Savior. Come into my life, Lord, and be my personal Savior. And I receive you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, we would like for you to press 1. Press 1. Apostle Tawanika and I, we would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're online, do call in 845-277-9213. Let us know that you prayed that prayer. You are born again. Amen. If you are in need of prayer of any other thing, anything else, you know, we get to pray. We get to come to the throne of grace. The very prayer that we just prayed now, the prayer of salvation, that means that you have an equal right to the throne of grace. You have an opportunity to come to God with everything, not some things, with everything. Will you press this 1? If you are looking for a church home and you believe that this church that God has placed in our leadership is a good choice for you, will you press 1? No matter where you are, will you press 1? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single one that came to Sunday service this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for preaching that word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching this word to every single anointed heart and every single anointed ear today. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over each and every one right now. And we say that all is well. all is well. And we thank you, Father God, that we are well because you are well. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And the whole church do say amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. And all the days of our life. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have your tithes and offerings ready and available, you send those over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel or Zelle at 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray over our tithes and offerings. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Your word said that you give seed to the sower, Lord God. It's you that give the increase. Lord, as we come, oh God, on today, oh Lord, to give out a cheerful heart, Lord God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, as we give on today, that there be no lack in our giving, oh God. Lord, that you would give the increase, oh God, in every area of our life. And we thank you for your goodness on today, oh God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage your money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture your harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and hold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not through godly your heart, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kid's heart, generous heart, that we give on today. And we thank you, Father God, for it. We bless your holy name. It's in Jesus' name we pray, we give. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcements for today or as follows. Today is January the 8th, Sunday, January the 8th. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. With senior pastor is senior. It's Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green. Our announcements are as follows. Monday at 9 p.m. is our Central Standard Time. It's our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. is our Bible study, Central Standard Time. I encourage everyone, come on and join in on Bible study. It's a good time. We'll talk about the power of forgiveness. Amen. And Sunday, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our Saturday Bible study school is going to be starting back up in the month of February. We look forward to seeing everyone there. Those flyers have went out. If you haven't received it, we'll get another one out to you. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We want to wish everyone who's celebrating the birthday on this month of January, every family member, and wedding anniversary. We want to pray that God will continue to bless you all, keep you, strengthen you, empower you, move the Holy Ghost, increase the anointing that's on your life. We pray for long life, good health and strength, and the peace of the Lord to reign in every area of your life, in your marriages, and every year that God has given you to be here on this earth, that you would do the will of God. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We bless you. Glory to God. Happy anniversary and happy birthday to everyone in January. Amen. Not on the rush. I just want to make sure we can get it all in on this call today. Amen. Glory to God. Those are our announcements for the month of January. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. We're going to go straight to our benediction, okay? We bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may it make you perfect in every good work to do his will, amen, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. May God keep you. Remember that God's word is forever settled in heaven. So therefore, you allow God's word to be settled in you.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, Satan is defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord. We love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the street. streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.